If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
So, welcome to Dilemmas with Jess Ellis. And I've got people that have come all the way from America just to do this. No, I'm only joking. They live in Liverpool, and we've got AJ and Megan.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. And you've got your very own podcast, which is called American Idiots Abroad.
Yes, we yes.
do. Do you want to tell us a little bit like about that and why you're in Liverpool of all places?
So the podcast is about us two as musicians being in Liverpool, and you know, Megan's been there for 5 years. I've been there for 3 years.
And you're at Lipper.
Yeah. So I'm
Sir Paul McCartney's.
Yeah.
School.
Yeah. Paul McCartney's mm-hmm. school. Just about to graduate.
So I've already graduated.
Doesn't he come to graduation?
Yeah. He also does like one-on-one songwritings. Like I had a one-on-one songwriting with a session with Paul actually.
I don't think we've had a better claim to fame than that on the podcast yet. So
I peaked.
That was like what, 2 years ago?
Let's not talk about it.
So we just discuss. We have like British or American or recently an Australian guest on the podcast, and just talk about like the differences between the US and the UK. Like in one episode we'll talk about money, one episode we'll talk about food, one episode we'll talk about like slang and stuff. So
it's just like how we figured out how to navigate.
It must be hard.
Yeah. We didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, I think, when we first came here. At least I didn't. I thought I was like, I've seen Misfits. I've seen the Inbetweeners.
My best friend was on Misfits.
Really? No way.
She's been on this podcast, actually, Carla Chrome.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Amazing. I loved Misfits.
I did too.
Shout out Misfits. but basically, I was like, yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be cool. And then I came here and I was like, actually, we're learning new words, new uses for those words and everything every single day.
Okay. Yeah. So is there something that sticks out in your mind that you still just can't get your head around?
Give me a minute.
I mean, I know like it's something I can get my head around because I've been here for so long, but I also just think is the craziest thing.
Yeah.
Especially for the American listeners of our podcast. There are 5 distinct accents in the U.S.
Right,
I've heard. Whereas here, there's like one per town, which is just... And in London alone, there are 30.
Yeah, there's probably 5 in Mossley Hill.
Yeah. there are 30 distinct accents in London. And I just think that is the craziest thing. And you have to come here and like live here for like a couple years just to start to understand.
To like tune into it.
Yeah, but the thing that blows my mind is how do you like not have the same accent as your parents? And if your parents move somewhere, how do they not change their accent? How does everyone keep their accents intact within the confines of the city when there's been like... Does just no one move? Like, because in the States.
We had, like, I went to school, and it was, you know, people that went to that high school wasn't like a large radius. It was like people down the road, 10 minutes away, 20 minutes away. And everyone had different accents.
In your school?
Yeah, so like, I'm from Stockport, which is just outside of Manchester. And then, but really, what? It's a, Bob, please. Realistically, it's like 10 minutes away from Gorton, which is in Manchester. But mine would be a softer Manchester accent to someone that was from Gorton. Like, my dad's from Gorton, so he'd be like, you're right, how are you? So in my school, I'd have people talking like me, and then people would be like, yeah, don't go off me, brother. Do you know what I mean? Like, so, and that was in one school. That's in one little place.
Yeah.
So, Megan, anything you can't get your head around when it comes to the Brits?
Well, okay, so I don't get... Mine's much, much more basic than AJ right now because I haven't had enough coffee to think of anything more exciting. But what's up with crisp sandwiches? Okay, I know this is controversial in this country.
Megan's hot take.
This is my hot take. But as soon as you put the crisps inside the soft bread and they pierce the inside of your mouth when you eat a crisp sandwich. Do you know what I mean?
No, I wouldn't have a sandwich without putting crisps in it.
What? No!
And also, you've got to remember, we're in the north. Wild. Like, you put everything in a sandwich.
Yeah.
Pot noodle butties.
Really?
Curry butties.
You're lying.
Like, my with tea every night, with my at tea time, my mum would do tea and then there'd be bread and butter with anything. It wasn't like a specific thing. It was just make a butty out of anything. And I like putting that pot noodle on and making that butter drip.
Wait, a pot noodle between two pieces of bread?
Yeah, but you've got to have a lot of butter on there as well.
What?
Listen.
I love the amount of butter that you're so clearly emphasizing. You're like, no, there is butter involved. I promise you.
And also, you know, we love the carbs in the north. We love them.
Yes.
Carb on carb.
Carb in carb. I have seen only a video of this that someone sent me, and they were like, look how northern this is. And there was some guy, like, just being interviewed or something, and he was eating, like, a cheese and onion pasty between two pieces of bread or something in the interview.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, this is my mind. I can't comprehend, like, this level of, like, commitment to starch. Like
that sounds delicious.
I love me some starch, but this is full commitment.
Well, talking about tastes, mm-hmm. I think that leads us on really nicely.
I'm really nervous about this.
I was going to say, I think we should put these in bread.
I'll get you a piece of bread.
Okay.
So this is our game Double Dares. I'll just explain. You can't have a blue one.
Okay.
Because
I was going for the blue one in my mind.
Blue ones are minty if they're bad, right?
Yeah, toothpaste. Yeah. I just don't get that.
Or is these the Harry Potter ones?
No, these are £1 home and bargain ones.
Oh.
Okay, is it home and bargain or is it home bargain?
It's home bargain, but because I've lived in Liverpool so long, I say home and bargain.
I know, but is there an S at the end? Like,
No. And do you know what? Fuck knows why that. I don't know. So we've got fresh blood or strawberry, cat food or cola, tutti frutti or rotten milk. The green one could either be sprouts or snot.
Oh, I thought sprouts is the bad part.
I
was like,
if it's nice, it'll be watermelon. So take your pick, guys. We'll all take one, and on the count of three, we'll do it together. Okay, I'm going to go for... two have got green, I've got red.
What's the red potential again?
Fresh blood, but it tastes like arse. It's not, and not fresh arse.
Right, okay.
One,
I think I'm ready.
Two, three, go. Got a good one.
Watermelon.
I got sprouts.
Did you?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's good. Is it sprouts the bad one?
Yeah.
Oh. No, it's good. I like it. Can I have another one?
Oh my God, yes, please. Okay. Because
can I try a blue one?
No.
Just because I'm curious.
What's the yellow one? Oh, yellow one, yeah.
The
yellow one is...
You're not even telling me what it is. No, it's fine.
No, how about you guess what it is?
Okay.
Go.
Cat food.
Oh. But you're still pretty chill about it. Are you all right with that?
Yeah.
Honestly.
I see a single tear forming in the corner of your eye.
So, guys, are you ready for our first dilemma?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so this is Michelle, 38, from Bristol.
Hi, Michelle.
Shout out to Michelle.
That's so American. I love it. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Jess. I'm a happily married woman in my... brackets late 30s. So we discussed this last week. That means you're 39. And have been with my husband since I was 16 years old. He's a solicitor and does really well for himself. For Christmas, out of the blue, he asked for a guitar. He's been practicing every day and he's even started writing some original songs. I'm so sick of you arguing, you two. At the moment, he's working on one called Fuck the Office Environment and plays it daily. The song's called Fuck the Office Environment, and obviously he works as a solicitor.
Right.
He has found out that the pub down the road is doing an open mic night on Tuesday, and he wants to go down and play it next week. The problem is, he's terrible. He's always getting the chords to songs wrong, and his voice is far from angelic. And also, I do worry that songs like Fuck the Office Environment could get him in trouble at work. Do I go to support him, or do I try and convince him that he might just want to keep this hobby to himself?
I mean, I have a song called I Can't Kiss You When I'm Sober, and
that's very different, though.
Yeah, no, I know.
A plug?
No, it's not out yet.
Release date is...
Yeah, no, there's a...
We talked a little bit in last week's podcast about, it's a bit different, but it was about a guy that was like a doorman, like a bouncer of a club, and he like shaved head and tattoos up his neck, but he was really good at poetry, and his wife really wanted to like post it on Facebook, maybe anonymously. See, I still can't speak. And see, like, to get his confidence up. So I guess it's one of those things, isn't it? It's like, you know, it's like the X Factor pop idol question. You know, you see those people that go on there and you think, fuck, like, has their who has told them that they're good? Like, has their family
said?
Yeah, obviously the producers.
Because they take, like, at least for American Idol, they take the 18 best and the 18 worst from every
yeah. Well, but, like, who was
left? I was neither.
Like, if
I auditioned for American Idol when I was like 13.
I auditioned for the very first series of X Factor when I was 16. No I'm 32 way. Now. I didn't get through either. Fuck you, Simon.
You don't know talent when you see it.
Exactly.
Simon.
I had a Mohican from Tony and Guy, and I was singing Hero by Mariah. So.
Oh my God.
Wonderful.
But yeah, so say like a member of your family or someone that you really loved was, you know, started off this passion, which is really, really good. I think it's really good for people to have passions outside of work or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
But they said that they were going to put themselves in an arena. You know what it's like now. You know, people are quite mean sometimes or not that supportive. Would you let that person, you know, basically go into the lion's den?
Well, so something interesting that someone said once in a masterclass that I went to, where they said, those people who audition for shows like this, they have so much passion that they ignore the practicalities. So their passion overrides their ability to see what's going on. So maybe perhaps this person, what was her name again?
Michelle.
Oh, so God, I love Michelle.
And obviously it's completely different because it's an open mic night at work. And he's obviously trying to express himself. I think maybe the...
Oh, it's at work.
No, sorry. Song's about work, obviously. And maybe there's a deeper problem here. Maybe he's trying to express it. Maybe he doesn't want to be in that... You know, I'm not saying he wants to be a singer or a musician, but maybe... That's his outlet.
Yeah. That's true.
Being a solicitor is a quite stressful job. He's done really, really well. Like, maybe he just wants to go, like, fuck the system.
But so maybe what she could do is say, like, I see your passion. I see how this is an outlet for you. Maybe we should get some lessons.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then once you get lessons, then you can go out and, like, do it.
Like, open mic nights is for experimental stuff, isn't it? It's not really for... I mean, you might find someone that's really polished or whatever, but actually, open mic night in a local pub is for people to just... You don't have to be amazing.
No.
It's not a concert. And I actually do think that in that environment, it's not like uploading a video to Twitter or YouTube where people are like, you'd probably get trolled and people saying awful stuff. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've been to a few open mic nights and that community is quite supportive no matter... how good you are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because for me, it's about the confidence of getting up and doing it, that people are like, fucking fair play. Here he is, out of his shirt and tie. It's Jim, the solicitor from down the road, being like, fuck the office.
You never know. Oh. You never know if, like, you know, Dan from up the road is going to film Jim and put it on Twitter or YouTube.
Yeah.
This is true.
Oh, I had not thought of that. But I was going to say, just from experience, being at, you know, open mics or seeing people that aren't amazing. I feel like a lot of people, I feel like she's scared of like, oh, you know, he's going to get judged or whatever, but he's not going to get booed. You know what I mean? It's not like people see that and it's not a threat to them. He's not actively, you know, ruining their day if he just doesn't have the best voice and he's just, you know, not the best songwriter.
She should go and support, I would say. Like, go.
Yeah, just go for the first time as well. Go support because...
Don't take it too seriously.
Also, like, I don't know, say someone does give him a bit of shit, then he just won't do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's your job done.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
you don't have to look like a dick.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel, the people that produce this podcast.
We make loads of entertainment shows like this one, but we also make informative and educational podcasts for brands. Brands who know that podcasts are the fastest growing broadcast medium in the world and who want to build their audiences online with their very own podcast.
We work with magazines, digital creators, influencers, and industry experts.
From idea development through to distribution to all of the major podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, we make making your podcast easy.
And tell us you heard this ad, and we'll produce your first episode for free.
So email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now, and we can get the ball rolling on your new podcast this week. Right, back to the episode.
So, we've got Gamer Girl.
Okay.
22, Nuneaton.
Nuneaton?
Nuneaton.
How do you spell that?
So, it's Nuneaton. So, Nuneaton is like outside of Birmingham, isn't it? Yeah, just outside of Birmingham.
That's crazy.
Hi, Jess. I've never been very confident when it comes to boys, and I've buried my head in something I love doing, gaming. I play for hours a day and I love it because I can be whoever I want to be online. I've met a guy and he asked me out online. I've never met him face to face because he lives in Germany, but I can't help but feel a great connection to him. Now, I know that you've got to be really careful when it comes to meeting people online, but I've actually been speaking to him and know that he isn't a 50-year-old man pretending to be 23. I've also told him that we can meet up in August. He's coming over to England. I'm going to bring someone with me for the first time and he's fine with it and actually said that was a good idea. So my actual dilemma is, do I say yes and can I call someone my boyfriend if we've never actually met? I feel so close to him and know so much about him because of how much we've spoken online. Oh my God, is this an episode of Catfish?
Oh my God, yeah, where's me?
I've always wanted to be on an episode
sexy,
of Catfish.
Sexy camera grey-haired guy.
Ooh.
I don't know why he's called.
Are you into that salt and pepper?
Max, right? Is that Max?
Is he like the camera guy on it?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
his
yeah,
partner?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He is absolutely gorgeous.
hit up Jess if you're listening.
Yeah, Max, get at us.
Slide into her DMs, ignore the boyfriend.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
fuck Michael. But right, okay. So there's a few things missing from this that I want to know. Like, have they like FaceTime?
That's what I was going to say.
You need to FaceTime, girl.
Because I would always say as well, like when I was like online dating, I thought of a new date online dating app that I'll tell you about later another time. But one of those things that I wanted to be on the app was instead of just a picture, was just like a 5-second video of someone saying, "Hey, my name's Jess, I'm from wherever." What?
Yeah.
Because I feel like obviously pictures are so doctored, and also like the way people speak, the way that people face moves, like they look so different.
Yeah.
Or you don't want to be like freaked out by someone's voice that you've never heard before.
Yeah.
But I feel really weird about saying that you could be someone's boyfriend when you've never met them.
I have an anecdote about this. So one of my best friends growing up, I've known her since I was like 3 years old, and she is now married, and they've been together for I think like 8 years, and they met on Omegle. Do you know Omegle? Do you remember Chat Roulette?
Oh, yes.
It's basically the same exact thing. So they met on that, and then they just kept talking because they got on.
It's basically like that thing that you just like, a load of your friends would be there like just waiting for someone to be wanking.
Yep. So they met on that. I don't know if it was like text chat first that they met or like video chat that they met, but now they're married and they have like a dog, they have a fur baby.
I met Michael, my boyfriend, I met him on Bumble.
Yeah.
But
right on.
Yeah.
We're just in a different era.
So, but obviously this is a different situation. One thing that they've got in common is the gamer kind of thing. That's a good thing. I don't know whether you should put a label on it straight away.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I think maybe restrain from the label for now because that'll make it all the more exciting once you've actually met and
work out what you're going to do with it. Like, is that something? Do you want a long-term relationship? Is this something that's going to develop into a longer thing? Like, I understand why people can feel a huge connection to someone from just talking to them. Because sometimes you can message and talk to that person more than someone that you best friend.
But also keep in mind that some people are like basically exclusively good at communicating through text.
Yeah, this is so true.
I know some people who like we were really good friends in high school and we would talk in person, but they were like very kind of awkward and didn't know how to navigate the in-person conversation. And then online were the funniest person that I've ever spoken to.
I was just going
to
say this. That is so true, actually, that someone can be, because you've got time, haven't you, to research or just think about what you're going to say. Yeah. Like, it's not the same, is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, so I was dating someone earlier this year, actually, who we got on super, super well over text, but then when I met her in person, it was just, I mean, I really hope she doesn't listen to this, but like when I met her in person, it was just like, there was just no chemistry. And I kept going on dates with her because I was like,
maybe it'll come.
Yeah, maybe it'll come. Maybe we'll have this because maybe she's just nervous or whatever. Mm-hmm. But and everyone was like, no, keep giving her chances. Like, you can't just because she, you know, if you guys get on over text, like, it should be fine. But I'm like, yeah, but how many chances do I have to give her?
This is another thing I was going to say, was the reason that I used to hate people being a pen pal. And this is what's going to happen with her. And this is, I think, where you're going with that, is that what happens is, it's like reading a book. You then, from these text messages, you create this person in your mind. And you're like, they're this kind of person that does this, that speaks like this, that holds themselves like that. Like, you fantasize in your head. Just like reading a book, you'll go, right, this is what they'd be like in this situation. And then you meet them and they're like, not. Yeah. They're not like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you watch a film after a book and you go, that's not how I hate that film. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not how I saw it.
Me with Twilight. Yeah.
Me with One Day. Like, please stop getting Anne Hathaway as well as playing Northern people. Just get a Northern person. That was such a great book and a terrible film.
Oh, I cried my eyes out during One Day. I'm sorry, I didn't read the book.
So
anyway,
So basically, her dilemma is: can I call someone my boyfriend if I've never actually met them? Right. Okay. This is what I think. Actually, reading that back, is what she's saying is she saying that to say to other people? Is this something that
will confidence? Boost.
To, for her to be like, I've got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And do you know what? Maybe that's okay if she wants to do that. Like, maybe that's okay to, you know, she's never had that and she wants to say that. Meet up with him in August to see how it goes.
Definitely meet up with him.
Yeah. Definitely bring a friend.
Definitely
bring a friend.
Bring your mum.
See how it goes. And yeah, I think, do you know what? If it's going to make her feel a little bit more confident saying she's got a boyfriend.
But I mean, at the same time, we have to take the power away from that word. Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of people...
It doesn't make her worth...
No, of course.
Lot of people put their self-worth in... And one of my friends is doing this too, right? Mm. Where it's like a lot of people put their self-worth in like... I don't know, because they'll just be single their whole lives and all their friends will have... Will have boyfriends and girlfriends. And so as soon as they have a partner, they'll kind of... You can see when they talk about this person that they'll just be kind of glad that this person is in their lives because they have someone in their lives, but not because of this person specifically. So I think we need to take the power away from, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend. It's just someone that you're seeing. It's someone that you have a really great connection with. And I think that's
sufficient.
Yeah, it's so sufficient and so valid.
Yeah, that's so true. So you don't need that word. Mm-hmm. You know in your mind you've got a connection with this person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've got August coming. You've got this connection. You know, if someone asks you, you say, oh, I'm speaking to someone and, you know, we get on really well. See how it goes in August. Bring someone with you. Mm-hmm. See how it goes.
Yeah.
But you are a fully formed person on your own and you don't need the approval of others. Gamer girl. Sorry, it's just freshly single. So I feel it.
We've got our next dilemma. It is Lisa, 29, from Phoenix.
Hi, Lisa.
Oh. Hi, American Lisa.
Yeah.
Hi, Jess. I'm an English girl living in America. Soz.
Cooler.
And I love listening to your podcast. It reminds me of home. I've got a dilemma. I met a guy in a bar a few weeks ago, and he is perfect in capital letters, apart from one thing. The second time I saw him, he was wearing a Make America Great Again baseball cap. I asked him about it and it turns out it wasn't ironic and he's a Trump supporter. I know you talked about this with Johnny Bongo in terms of partners having different views and you said it didn't matter, but Trump, Donald fucking Trump, he's been messaging me and I'm not replying. Is it okay never ever to reply again, or is that mean, or do I try and forget about it and keep dating him? I'm just going to say never text him back.
Never text him back. Ghost him. You can always find someone else that is not...
In any other situation,
it's not even a political thing with Trump.
No, like, exactly.
It's because, like, it's like, oh God, anyone who knows anything about politics is not going to fucking, sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm getting really worked up
here. Of course, it's totally, I'm speechless. Right. It's not just about, like, have I got different values for how, you know, education should be taught in this country. It's like.
I mean, I kind of have an anecdote about this. Like, I was dating someone as well who ended up being quite right-wing at the end of the day, and I didn't know when we started seeing each other.
Yeah.
And
it's not necessarily something that you talk about really on a first date or a first meeting.
Shouldn't be.
You're not going to be like, oh, what are your opinions on, you know, this extreme topic?
I always like to throw out maybe like something that is just like, okay, the way that they respond to this casually will tell me if they are...
Like little hints and stuff. Like I would be like, we're talking about like Brexit or whatever. I would like suggest to someone like, oh, something was ridiculous that someone would say that we should leave or whatever.
I just do a little subtle roll of the eyes. So I would just be like talking about, I'll just be like, hey, yeah. And then the whole Trump thing, God, like, and then continue so that they know my view. So if they go, wait, hold on, what?
Yeah.
I've had someone do that to me. This might be too heavy for your podcast, but I've had someone do that to me, but the opposite in Liverpool. Like a woman, and she and I were getting on really quite well. She lived above me, and then she was having a smoke outside and I was talking to her through my window, and she was like just casually talking, and then she threw in like, oh yeah, but you know, I had like a cab driver today or something, and like he could barely speak English, and like, you know, we need to get those kind of people out of here, don't you think? And I just kind of was like,
Isn't it so weird and shocking as well? Because I, you know, there's been so many instances and people, you'll be talking to your neighbour that you've talked, a friendly neighbour that you've talked to for like years, just passing like that. And then all of a sudden a comment is made like that and you're like, feel sick. Because you're like, what the fuck? This friendly Julie from next door that's always asking to take my bins out has suddenly been an absolute racist cop. Like,
exactly.
I just think for this girl, like...
And Arizona is a red state. So he might be living in like a red echo chamber and hasn't looked outside. However, if someone's like bold enough to wear it on their forehead, on like, that's why I'm like,
then they should have done the research. They should agree with his values if they're doing something like
that. Like the only reason that I would ever text him back and want to have a second date with him, right, is to ask it like pure questions.
One of my friends from university, is a Southerner and a Tory, and he voted, I know that this is different, but he voted to leave, and we would have like, but it wasn't due to anything racist or anything like that. It was like economics and stuff, and he had thought it through like really like thoroughly, and
I think
we would have like
that,
proper discussions, and we could be friends. Obviously he wasn't like, oh, I don't want people like you in here as like an international student or things like that. If anything, the exact opposite. Although obviously Brexit is different from Trump.
I think that's why this, like, we've talked about it a few times. There's come up a few questions about like mates having political, can we still be mates,
and like, of course.
And I was like, of course. Like sometimes they ended up arguing when they had a drink, my advice was kind of like, listen, make a pact that you're not going to talk about it then. And the one last week was about, you know, bringing up a child with different political views. But like you just said when we first said, Trump is in a league of his own, I think.
Like it's not like he doesn't represent Republican values.
You
know what I mean? So it's not just like you're dating a Republican, you're dating someone who is chosen to follow or chosen to believe in someone who is just all over the map with just
everything.
Crazy shit.
Every terrible thing
every
you could say about
day,
someone.
There's some crazy shit like, going down.
I just think, like, there's no way I could be in a relationship with someone like that. Like you say, your friend, you know, had studied differently, reasons for leave, and so, and I think that's completely fine. But with this, I wouldn't talk to him again. Would
not
you?
Even as a friend?
No.
No.
I don't think I could be friends. If one of my friends turned around to me and was like, yeah, I think everything that Donald Trump says is brilliant, and went so far, like you said before, as to wear a hat with it on.
Which invokes so much hate. Like, just back to the dating thing. If you are going to bring this person home, you're going to have it, like, have him, like, meet your family or meet your other friends.
No thanks.
Like... He's just going to make so many people feel uncomfortable. Like,
what's the heritage of your family and stuff?
Like, is he not going to offend anyone? Or is it going to be, like, if he wears that
British
hat.
She's British as well, so it's very different mindset. Anyway.
Yeah. Like, but if you wear that hat around, just get uncomfortable, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Just mad uncomfortable.
I don't even agree.
People shut down.
I don't agree.
I kind of shut down.
I don't agree with people doing it, even ironically.
So I would just say... For me, absolutely ghost him. Don't speak to him.
There are over seven.
Maybe let him know that it's because of
just say, yeah, like maybe be just like, one text saying, sorry, the hat's a no from me.
Yeah. There are over 7 billion people on this planet.
He's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Sorry. There's like, and half of them, supposing that she's straight and this is a man, like half of them are going to be males. You're gonna be fine finding someone who will be perfect, quote unquote, for you again. Like, it's not like he's a one-off.
So, yeah, I would say maybe fuck the hat. Don't text me again.
Yeah. If I never trust anyone until I know what I don't like about them.
If the hat makes you uncomfortable now, imagine what his beliefs are gonna make you in a month's time.
Exactly. Stay away.
Yeah.
So, thank you guys for being on Dilemmas with Jess Ellis. Have you had a good time?
Yeah.
I never wanted to end.
No. Thank you for having us.
Do you know what? I always say this, but like whenever I have my guests on, everyone afterwards is like, oh my God, I love it. Touch wood. Is that a thing that you do in America?
We say knock on wood. We just jinxed each other so intensely.
We do this a lot.
you've got your podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
It's called American Idiots Abroad.
Yes. Yeah.
And when is it out? Is it every week?
Or it's
is
every other week.
Every other week.
On Wednesdays, usually.
And you can catch that on all kind of forms. So Apple, Spotify, Google Play.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wherever you prefer.
TuneIn, Stitcher.
Subscribe, rate, and review. I feel like I say that in my sleep.
Or you don't have to for us. We're pretty cash about it.
Ignore Adrian.
I want to come off as cool. Yeah. I want to come off
aloof.
I want to come off as good cop. You can be bad cop today, Megan.
Well, I'll say it, guys. Subscribe, rate, and review for American Idiots Abroad.
Jess is bad cop.
And for
please
us,
like us.
And let us know what you thought. Like, this is the first time that we've had international guests on the podcast. What is the furthest? I'm trying to think. Johnny Bongo is like Irish, but he lives 2 minutes away.
His accent really confused me.
Did it?
Yeah, it was like such a hybrid. I felt of like Scouse sometimes, and
I guess he's been all over. But yeah. So thank you for being our first international guests.
Thanks for having us.
We've also you've got your own music.
Yeah, I have a song out.
Yeah, when's your song out?
My song is out, or is already out. It's called "I'm the Worst."
Yeah.
Because I am, and it's on Spotify under just AJ Marks.
And do you want to quickly give your Twitter, your handle?
My handle is at I am Sola Music. Some people say think I'm saying solar, but I'm so American. I would put a hard R at the end. It is S-O-L-A. I am Sola Music.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah. And I am at AJ Marks Official.
Thank you guys for coming to my house and putting up the dogs and playing the games and doing the dilemmas so well. So thank you.
Thank you.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Lose Weight.
This is Men Lose Weight, a podcast about four blokes who partied hard through their 20s together and now they think maybe we should try and lose a bit of weight in their 30s together.
Be honest now, lads. Have you ever been in the middle of a personal trainer session and feigned an injury?
Guys, so I moved from Birmingham to Nottingham 2 years ago, right? Turns out I've been paying for a gym for 2 years that I live over 100 miles away from.
I guarantee at one point or another, he said, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Obviously didn't try that pizza. Did you try that pizza that came out this year? The one good thing about 2020 where it's like KFC and pizza combined.
I have lost 3 pounds this week.
Just so you know the numbers, I've also lost 3 pounds this week.
Whoa!
I'm down to 17 stone 4.
I have also lost 3 pounds this week.
What? You are joking me.
I am 1 pound down this week.
All
well
good.
Done, mate.
We've all
full
lost,
progress.
which is definitely better than last week, boys. Well done.
A lot better than last week.
10 pounds in a week, boys.
What? That's like a bait. That's more than my baby weighed when he was born. So we've lost that collectively in a week. So, I mean, if you want to look at that, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
Men Lose Weight from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.